Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
A little bit earlier, I talked about Brian Williams' failure and the purging of Brian Williams from being in front of us on a day-to-day basis. You know, at some point, offenders have to get in front of the process, being more self-critical than anybody else around them. You know, he really has to probe down to the root of the error, offer a confession more complete than really is expected. And he also has to put public reputation and career on the back burner and come up with a course that will move him towards his own emotional and spiritual recovery, to become strongest in the weakest places. And after judgments have been made and penitence performed, both the offender and offended bend towards each other. That's where forgiveness comes. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, trust doesn't have to be immediate, but the wrong act is no longer a barrier to a relationship. I guess I think Brian Williams shouldn't have to resign. Williams' transgressions were not part of his primary job responsibilities. And because I think good people are stronger when given second chances, I think that's true too. But the larger question is, how do we build community in the face of scandal? Do we exile the offender or heal the relationship? Would you rather become the sort of person who excludes or one who offers tough but healing love? I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.